Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. We are welcoming you belatedly, we must apologize for that anyway, to another live transmission of Radio Biafra from the city of Napoli in Italy. On this very day, the 13th day of February in the year of our Lord 2014, wherever you are on this planet, regardless of your time zone, we are welcoming you. We start by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world, those dedicated Biafrans in Malaysia, those dedicated Biafrans in Thailand, and those of you in China. We must also include those of you who are struggling to make it in Japan, those of you in Indonesia, those of you in the Philippines, those of you in Taiwan, and all the rest of you in that part of this very globe, making sure that this very message of Biafra is spread. We must welcome each and every one of you. We must commend you for the work that you're doing. You must tell your friends, your family. You must tell those around you that Radio Biafra Live Transmission is on and that we are broadcasting live and direct to the entirety of humanity from the city of Napoli in Italy. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. We must ask you, as always, to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to please go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to go and download Radio Biafra app. We ask you to please, in whatever thing that you're doing, you can also go to Biafra television. You must and should be able to get Radio Biafra on it. We must continue to welcome you. We state it categorically that this radio station is unapologetically a one-issue radio station. We are here to restore Biafra. We are here to seek the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. We are here to return the children of God back to him. We are here to ensure that the marginalization, the political irrelevance, the economic deprivation, the killing, the slaughter of these very wonderful people comes to an end. We are here to ensure the non-existence of the zoological republic. We are here to avenge those that died. We are here to remember them. We are here to honor them. And we are here to insist that such nonsense will no longer happen. For those that know us, they must understand that we are without fear before our enemies. They must know that as long as this radio station exists, they must know that as long as there are Biafrans all over the world, that the truth about the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra must be preached. That's why we're in Italy. And that is why we must preach it very boldly. That is why we are without fear before our enemies. That is why we proclaim very loudly that the illegal entity is Nigeria and not Biafra. We are the ones on the side of the law, the creation of the contraption, the creation of the zoological republic, the creation of the British colony called Nigeria is an illegal creation. And we are here to prove it day after day. Night after night, we are here to ensure that the light, that the sun, that those that believe in the prevalence of good over evil triumphs. Because Nigeria is evil and Biafra is good. Never in the history of humanity has evil triumphed over good. Good will always prevail. That is why between this year and next, Biafra must come. The word we use is must, because Biafra existed before Britain came into existence. Biafra was there before all the civilizations of the world came into existence. We were a civilized people, and that is where we're going back to. Therefore, we don't need to plead with anybody. We don't apologize. We don't beg. We don't intend to prevaricate. We don't intend to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. Because this Biafra must come, it's either we get it or we die trying to get it. They give us that option and we destroy the zoo completely. We destroy it completely. They should mark our words. This is 2014. Hold us against it. We said from this year the zoo will start burning. they should hold us against what we say. This year they will know that in their next life, when they hear the word Biafra and Biafrans, they will give them respect. And for us to be able to accomplish that, for us to be able to sustain this very battle to the end, it is imperative that our incorruptibility must be maintained. This radio station is incorruptible. Incorruptible. We cannot be bought. We cannot be sold. That is why we speak with every boldness, because we do not, I repeat, we do not have skeletons in our cupboard. As long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is nothing we want to accomplish we can't accomplish. That is why Biafra must come. We have done everything humanly possible. This year we remember the dead. This year we honor them. This year we call down the glory of Tukwu Abiyama from the heavens. And this very year we will lament. On this very year we seek for forgiveness. And on this year we shall be blessed. 30th of May, we must remember that. 30th of May of this year is pivotal. Very, very important. We must honor those that fought for us. We must honor those that died for us. The studio line, should anybody at all, regardless of where you are on this planet, should you wish to join our conversation later, the number to call, as always, as long as we are in Italy, is +39 331 357 3193. I repeat, +39 331 357 3193. This number also, you can use your BlackBerry Messenger to also get the message across to them that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. Tell them that we are live on the air. Tell them we are in Napoli. Tell them we left Rome, where we believe that our conquest was complete. Where this very gospel of Biafra was preached. Where the message of redemption, of hope, was preached to the people of Rome and accepted it. Today we are in Napoli. And today we are ensuring that as night follows day, that Biafra must come. We don't apologize. We don't plead. We don't beg. Here we are preaching the truth. And the truth is that Tukwu Abiyama is God. And by his grace and his grace alone, we are going to get Biafra. We are here. Our coordinator in Napoli is here. And also our overall coordinator in Italy is also here. We are awaiting the arrival of some of our people. Some are here. Some are still on their way. We are told that on this very city, Stephen was stoned to death. Is that correct?
Yes.
Saint Stephen was killed here. That is why we have to come. To bring the same truth, to bring the same gospel, to bring the same hope, to bring the same salvation, to bring the same freedom to our people. We don't care what will happen to us. But we have told them, anywhere I fall in the service of my country, those who are in the know, they have their instructions on what to do. And they know what to do. That is why I will go anywhere on this earth to preach Biafra. I said anywhere. If not that I placed an embargo upon myself, I will go to Sabongari to broadcast as well. I will go to Kano to broadcast. I will go to Maiduguri to broadcast. Because this is the message of hope, of redemption. And it must be preached. It must be preached. Because we are Biafrans. As long as we remain without fear before our enemies, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Everything we touch turns into gold. Everything, I say. Where we are today, nobody has ever come this far before. And this year and next year is pivotal. 67 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 2015. Never. Impossible. Now we have the technology. We have the means of delivery. We are going to confront our enemies. They will kill some of us, then so bloody what? But we'll kill all of them. All of them. Wherever they run to, we hunt them down and kill them there. This year, they will know how serious we are. We must welcome you once again. And our number, as always, without fail, is +39 331 357 3193. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from the city of Napoli in Italy. We must proceed, please. Let us start by asking those around us, whilst I wait for Mr. Mamesu to join me, we must ask you, please, to give us your name very briefly. Your name and where you come from. And to acknowledge the wonderful and magnificent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra in every continent around this world, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, every hamlet, in every clan, wherever you have access to the internet, wherever you have internet accessibility, wherever you have a device that can access the internet. Behold, you should be listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. And we are here to serve you. We are indefatigable. We are relentless in our pursuit. Relentless in our pursuit. And until Biafra comes, please go ahead. Give her the microphone. She's the one hosting us here by virtue of the fact that she is our coordinator in this very city. Please go ahead.
And good evening, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. My name is Ezebino Noma. I'm from Montega, in Isialangwa, not local government area of Abia State. In a special way, I want to thank God who made it possible today that Radio Biafra will host it in Italy. Personally, I never expected it, but to God be the glory. In a special way, I want to thank the director who made it as well, whom God used to bring today to a reality. And as well, I want to thank my national coordinator, Mr. Michael Iranya, who has been touring from Rome to Napoli. I pray that God will bless all of us, all the Biafrans, especially my fellow Biafrans in Napoli, who as well sponsored and helped that today will be a reality. I also pray that all of us, wherever we
the world in Napoli is given the reception we have received so far, things are moving forward. Please continue. Your microphone, please.
Hello, Biafran all over the world.
Is it off?
Good evening.
No, so what is going on?
Hello, good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Michael Iranya from Itu, isn't it? In Mbisa, in Biafra land. I am very much happy this evening here in Italy to welcome all Biafrans all over the world, and more especially the Biafrans here in Napoli. What I'm seeing, there is Biafrans here, and I think with less than no time we will see all of them. There are Biafrans here in Napoli. In fact, I am very much happy what I am seeing here. I hope we are coming to tell the world that we are here in Italy, where people thought that there is no Biafra. We are going to tell you we are going to tell you that there is Biafrans here. Thank you. I want to say thank you again. And I'm happy to welcome all the coordinators all over the world, the zonal coordinators, my only woman coordinator in Italy, Norma Stella Ezebino. Anytime she disturbs me, please, coordinator, I want my director to be here in Napoli. Norma, here we are today, and I'm very, very much happy to see you and to see what you are doing. Your people are very much sympathized with you. The men under you, they are very much sympathized. They are coming. They welcome us very, very well initially, and I hope things must happen this night. Thank you, the world. I am very much happy. My name again is Michael Iranya from Itu, Ezinihite, in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And the few people that we have around us, whilst we wait for the rest to come and join us, please, you will give us your name and where you come from, please. Just your name and where you come from. Go ahead.
Hello. Great people of Biafra, I use this opportunity to thank you all. My name is Emmanuel Chede Uziwe, and I come from Abuja in Wangene, local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. And I use this opportunity to thank all our great Biafrans residing here in Napoli. And I still use this opportunity to thank our great coordinator, our sister, our dad Biafra here in Napoli. And I thank all the whole PROs, all the whole coordinators, and all the whole indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. I say, may God Almighty bless you as you listen this night. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, please. And to the next person, please, your name and where you come from, please, if you may. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. I am Emeka Chukwu from Omoi, Abia State. Let's all wake up and fight with one spirit and one mind. Okay, I've been here for the past 21 years. There is nothing. I can't go home because of the politics at home. Okay, so let's all wake up and fight with one spirit. That is what we will do. They've ripped us. They've destroyed us. They've did all they are doing for a long time. This is the time to stand up and say, stop is stop. Finally. And thank you from Chukwemeka. Good night.
Thank you very much. I welcome that. I like that. He said he's been here for 21 years. He cannot go home. For 21 years he's been here. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, the director. I am Chukwu Emenike from Ezukwu in Abia State of Biafra. Today, it gives me a very good opportunity to address my fellow people of Biafra to wake up to this cry of our beloved ones which have been killed for a series of years. It is not easy that our people have been killed, but nobody asks of them. But as it stands today, the people of Biafra are crying, they are weeping for the souls departed for the sake of this Biafra. We are calling all the Biafra all over the world to come forth and share the cry with us so that the world will hear us. The United Nations will hear us at this very day. That the people of Biafra are crying. They want their liberty. They want their liberation. They want to stay on their own. They want to be a people of Biafra. To stand for themselves. To work for themselves. To have their faith and to live with their faith. The people of Biafra have fought. And it is now time for the people of the world, the UN, to come for the help of these Biafran people. The Biafran people is not only a people of no hope. They have the hope. They have the faith that the Biafra will come to existence. So we are calling on them to help us to achieve this goal of ours. And in the most special way, I'm thanking the director of these Biafran people and also our area coordinator to help us to forward this cry to the world, not only here, but to the entire world, so that the United Nations will give us this liberation of ours. So we thank you very much. And we also commend all the listeners of these Biafran people to forward their questions, to forward their ideas, to forward their any other help that can use to be create this country of ours. Because Biafra is not a country of today, it has been, but the people of the world have been subduing us in many ways. So we are calling out each and every one of Biafra, wherever you are today, to forward your ideas so that the people will listen to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Welcome that. As we wait for our people to still come, please, you give microphone to give us his name, please, and where he comes from. This is Radio Biafra. Me, I'm from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. Go ahead, please.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Biafra, Kwen?
Yeah.
Kwen?
Yeah.
Kwen Zwen?
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Chukwu Debere, Wanlodo Wanda, Onyeka. I am from Awomama, Amaji in Awomama, in Oru East local government. na obodo Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to hold this microphone to talk in front of you. Because when you were in Rome, I called.
Yes.
And I'm so happy that you are here now.
Thank you. Thank you.
I only chip in something, small thing, because it has been long. We are waiting for this kind of time and this kind of thing. So I believe Chukwu Abiyama will help us to carry on, will give us the strength to carry on, will give us the courage and guidance and protection that we need to carry on.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
I will still put something else. Maybe in the due come. I'm still here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. For those who don't know, for those who are ignorant of the fact, we are in the city of Napoli. Is it Naples or Napoli?
Napoli.
Not Naples.
Naples.
Is it something?
Yeah. In English, it's Naples.
Oh, Naples is English. Napoli is Italian.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. I didn't know that, you know. Today I've learned something new. That Naples is the same thing as Napoli.
Yes.
Once again, we must welcome our esteemed listeners all over the world. We are growing. We are unstoppable. We are not a group. We are not a movement. We are a country, and that country is called Biafra. We happen to be privileged enough to be referred to as its citizens, or the indigenous people of Biafra, as the case may be, because that is where we come from. We must continue. As I await the barrister himself to try and join us, we are once again reminding everybody that when our lines open, the number to call is +39 331 357 3193. I repeat, +39 331 357 3193. This is Radio Biafra. And as you've heard, depending on what you want to call it, you can call it Naples or Napoli, it means the same thing. And that is where we are coming to you from, live and direct, to the entirety of humanity. And we must continue to preach this very gospel, and we must continue to bring you Radio Biafra. I will go and bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary before we open the lines to take your call. This is an open platform. You can ask any question. You can call in from anywhere in the world, and we will receive your call. Wherever you are, whatever thing you want to talk about, however it affects you, this is the only place where you can speak, and everybody else scattered across the 24 time zones of the world will hear you. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed without fear, without favor. We must maintain all the time that there is nothing for us to be afraid of. A lot of our people are afraid to be identified as who they are. That is the extent of slavery they have been submitted or subjected themselves to. But here we are doing the best we can to make sure we set the captives free. I am sure, if I'm not mistaken, that the barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. You're a bit late today.
Director, to be honest, I've been calling you, but your eyes was not on the board, you know. You need to put a light so that when I call, the light will shine on your eyes so that you'll be attracted to my call.
I don't know what happened. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, but it's come through and you're with us, which is very good. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening from Napoli or Napolis, whichever name. They are all the same. I rather prefer Napoli since Napoleon came from there. Napoleon Bonaparte, if you remember. So I'm sure he's an Italian.
No, he's French. I think he's French. Napoleon is French.
Is he French?
Maybe he was born here.
He is an Italian.
Maybe he was born here. Napoleon
anyway,
Bonaparte.
Anyway, Director, good evening, everybody. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, especially our Wada, who made it possible for Director to arrive there where he is. We thank you immensely that you are representing your people. I'm making it possible for everybody to listen all the way from different parts of the world. Our whole spirit and everything we are thinking is now channeled down into Italy or Rome. We are grateful that Director is well looked after, and his voice is coming out clearly. But director, please, from time to time, do check your wires, because sometimes it's holding up. Then coming out, especially when the lady was trying to introduce herself, she did not finish. Her voice did not come out properly before another person took over.
Then she will do it again. She will explain herself.
She has to do it again, director.
Yes, she will.
She has to, because the line was not coming out properly. However, wherever you are, Biafrans, please be on alert. Listen to what we are going to say today, and of course, get your pen and paper. And make sure that when your voice is brought into director's corner, that you keep calm. Whatever devices you are listening to, turn it down, or you calm it, or completely turn it off. Because you have the opportunity to listen to your voice, if you like, after the broadcast, maybe tomorrow. Because we are going home to shine the torch back in our father's land. We've been violated. Our women have been raped. Our children killed. Brothers and sisters beheaded. As you will hear in the news, that every day, killings, and nobody is doing anything about it. And of course, we will not wait for anybody to do anything, because they have not done anything for the past how many donkey's years. Dear friends, we do it now. Every time somebody comes into your house and kill your father, kill your mother, and nobody is doing anything, you have to do it yourself. And that is why we have decided to do it ourselves. Good evening to all of you. Back to you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, barrister. Thank you. That was Barrister Mamezudu, the very eminent barrister himself, and attorney at law, whom I am not tired of saying is a very good man. You are welcome to the program. Please, you will give our coordinator here in Napoli or Naples, depending on what you want to call it, to please reintroduce herself, because we lost our signal when she was speaking. Please, you may go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Good evening, director. And that's why, good evening, Barrister Mamezudu. I'm Ezebiro Norma Stella. I'm from Ntega, Initial Angwa, not local government of Abia State. In a special way, we want to thank God who made it possible today that we are hosting Radio Biafra. Like I said before, it's a dream that comes true. It's something that personally I never expected that would come to pass, but I thank God who made it possible. Holy, that Stephen, we used to hear about in the Bible, was killed, and so many other things. So as we continue listening, we'll be giving you so many other things. Thank you, my fellow Biafra friends.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much. We have other people here, I presume. You will give them the microphone, please. They will give us their names and where they come from. Please go ahead.
Good evening, all. My name is Okuli Kemchika. I'm from Imo State, in Idata local government area, Idata South.
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Very clear. We heard you. Yes. You're from Idata, is that correct? Yes. We heard you. Very clear. Don't worry about that. Very clear. Yes, and have they spoken, please? Your name and where you come from?
Good evening. My name is Collins Obiohan Iwunze. I'm from Orenkwoji Nkure local government.
Thank you very much, Nkure local government. Thank you very, very much. Isn't it rather very strange that people of the old Imo, so to speak, which comprises of Abia and Imo, they have now overtaken Anambra in the turnout. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is going on, but I like it, because that is part of the world I come from. But we want everybody to come out to be part of what we are doing. Biafra belongs to everybody, and we are making it abundantly clear that we want to notify people. We want to carry them along. We want to make them a part of what we are doing, so that nobody can turn around tomorrow and say that they did not hear about this very gospel which is being preached from Napoli on this very day. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. We must go ahead to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, as we promised you we were going to do. It keeps breaking, they have said. Of course, we can see it on our monitors that we've had a few intermittent breaks, but it's been resolved now. Not resolved, of course, it's coming on very strong. It depends on the strength of the signal, which we have now rectified, and it's coming on, and it is perfectly fine. We can confirm that it is streaming perfectly fine here, so we have taken cognizance of that, and we shall proceed to make sure, to ensure it doesn't happen again. But if it does, all you need to do is to refresh your browser. If it happens, all you need to do is to please refresh your browser. This is Radio Biafra. This very gospel, regardless of what happens, must be preached today from Napoli. We must preach it from here. For those of them that still want to remain a part of the contraption, a part of the now illegal entity called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, we are reporting that Boko Haram have stormed a village in Borno, and they have killed 51 people. They stormed it with SUVs, the same vehicles they now bought with the 3 million naira each given to 165 of them. They used it to go and buy SUVs, and they are bringing more mayhem and more killing to the people, or the very unfortunate people of Borno. We are reporting on this, the 13th of February 2014, that Boko Haram storms and kills 51 people in a Borno village. We are continuing also to report on this very day, according to the information reaching us, that defection and $1 million bribe scandal rocks the House of Representatives in the zoo. These are the people stealing money and not Stella Odua. We are here to remind Jonathan. These are the people stealing money and not Stella Odua. Defection and $1 million bribe. This is the scandal that rocked the House of Representatives in the zoo. And we also continue to bring information that Rosemary Ede has been arrested over child theft. Abomination upon abomination, evil continues to happen, and we must continue to report it. We also bring it to your attention that Ihejirika, the recently removed chief of army staff, is now tasking soldiers to remain steadfast and loyal. And this is the man that some people are fighting for. He's asking the soldiers in the zoo, those that removed him from office, to remain steadfast and loyal. 546 million gallons of oil spilled in the Niger Delta in 50 years. 546 million gallons of oil spilled in the Biafra land, not Niger Delta, in Biafra land, in the past 50 years of oil exploration. President Jonathan, as we reported yesterday, finally sacked Stella Odua, Orubebe, and others. And now we are going to attempt to bring you the news in detail. Kodunga is a community in Borno Central. They again witnessed another violence on Tuesday evening as suspected members of Boko Haram group stormed the town, killing at least 51 people. Residents and local officials said all the dead were buried yesterday. Many are still missing, even as the insurgents abducted 25 ladies from the community and two public schools. They abducted them from a market and two public schools. The state-owned Ashiga College of Business and Administrative Studies, as well as Government Girls College. Survivors and officials who spoke to journalists yesterday during a visit to the place painted a gory picture of the attack, which Governor Kashim Shettima described as barbaric and unfortunate. The chairman of Kandunga local government, Alhaji Lawan Ghana Ngaleri, while conducting the governor around the town, could barely express the situation as he was downcast and heartbroken. He said the attackers came at about 4:30 p.m. in a convoy of vehicles to not only kill 51 people, they dragged away 25 girls. And I can bet you everything you have that these are Igbo girls studying in that place. Go and check it. And some people still want us to convince them as to why we need Biafra. This was exactly the same thing that the Sultan of Sokoto's great, great, great grandfather did. Othman Danfodio. That is what they're doing today. They come in the guise of Islam, but what they're looking for is to expand their sphere of influence, to expand their political hegemony, and to enslave as many people as possible. That's what they're doing. They have killed another 51. The reason why these people died is because they belong to a country called Nigeria. The reason, expired zoo, I must say, called Nigeria. The reason why they were killed is because those that occupy power in Abuja cannot understand that the zoo is unsustainable. 51 of them is dead. Dead. 5 APC House members on Tuesday defected to the PDP, resulting in the latter reclaiming its majority status in the lower chamber. The defections or the defectors are Lawal Shehu Bichi and a few others. The interim national publicity secretary of APC, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, reportedly alleged that the defectors were bribed by the PDP. Jonathan is using the money belonging to the people to pay so-called lawmakers to cross from one party to the other. He is the one paying them. Yet Stella Odua was removed. Jonathan is the one now paying a group of people to defect to another party. And they are talking about EFCC and fighting corruption. Raising the matter yesterday on the floor, Honorable Kingsley Chinda of PDP Rivers urged the House to investigate the allegation that the defectors were bribed to cross carpet to PDP. The motion split the House as APC legislators tried to shout Chinda down. They shouted, sit down, but PDP lawmakers threw their weight behind him and urged him to continue his delivery. However, addressing newsmen on the claims, Deputy House Leader Honorable Leo Ogor accused APC of crying wolf because it has lost out in its dream of controlling the chamber. First and foremost, he said, it is very alien that today APC is crying wolf when 37 members of the House defected to the APC. They were saying they were bribed. It is unfortunate that APC today is singing a different tune. This is what happens in the zoo. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. We have already reported that Boko Haram killed people. We are going on to bring you this very information that the police at the B Division in Asaba, Delta State, Rivers, arrested a housewife identified as Rosemary Ede for allegedly stealing a 5-year-old girl under the custody of a house help around Okwe community in the state. Reports said that the suspect was arrested in her attempt to run away with the baby after deceiving the custodian that she was going to buy biscuits for her a few houses away from the scene of the crime. Police officers at the division, who spoke to a newspaper on the condition of anonymity, said the woman lured the house help to come to her house with the little girl after the parents of the baby had gone to the farm. And obviously, and oblivious of her intentions, the house help took the girl to her house where she was served a meal of pounded yam, after which the woman went out with the baby under the guise of buying biscuits for her. The house help was said to have, while eating, suspected foul play, and she moved to the house of another neighbor where she informed the man of the woman's uncomfortable actions, and the man was said to have immediately swung into action to put the police on alert, after which they were said to have laid siege for the unsuspecting housewife. It was gathered that the suspect had been married for 15 years without a child and has been facing pressure to either give the family children or vacate the matrimonial home. This is happening where you come from. These days, if you don't have a child and you're a woman, you look for one close by to steal. That is what is happening. And people wonder or ask us, why do you do the things that you do? We are doing it because all these abominations must come to an end. The recently sacked Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Azubike Ejirika, has tasked officers and men of the Nigerian Army to be steadfast in their dedication, commitment, and loyalty to work. Ejirika made the call on Wednesday night at a valedictory dinner to mark his retirement from the service. He encouraged the officers to prove themselves in any appointment given to them, adding that it was only way forward. You cannot be loyal to the Chief of Army Staff if you are not loyal to your general officer commanding or directors. So loyalty is continuous. If you skip one, you miss it. If you are not loyal to the Chief of Army Staff, then you are not loyal to the President and Commander-in-Chief, and you have no business in the Army. It will be a very honorable thing for you to say, I am done with this job. It is because of postings, appointments, or promotions you become disloyal. What do you think of the soldier and officer who is putting his chest between the bullet and us. So what a sacrifice is greater than that? You can't believe this, an army officer saying this. Amazing. Amazing. A retired general. His loyalty is not to the defense of the country. His loyalty is not to uphold and defend the constitution of the country. His loyalty is not to defend the zoo from external attack. His loyalty is to make sure that those who steal in the name of government, that they continue stealing, to protect Jonathan, to protect your army officer, to protect your general. That's why they are there. That's what he said, not me. This is in Hejrika. When we were attacking, people said, oh, leave him. They have a grand strategy. There's a grand plan. Something is happening. You have seen the plan now. Have you seen the plan from Hejrika? Hejrika is asking them to be loyal. To be loyal to your general, loyal to your chief of army staff, and then loyal to the commander-in-chief. Not loyal to the constitution, which is paramount. Not loyalty to the country, which is also paramount. You are loyal. He's saying those of them putting themselves between bullet and us. These are generals speaking. Only in the zoo. When we tell you something, you have to listen to us. These people, they don't have anything to offer you. They cannot offer you anything, not today, not tomorrow, not forever. These people are here to do the bidding of their masters. They are here to line their own pockets. He has retired. He's still in Abuja, in his fat big house. He's not coming back to Biafra land. He will not retire to Enugu. He won't go to Calabar or Port Harcourt. He will stay in Abuja. If they probe him too much, he will retire to Lagos and turn into another Professor Mwabeze, telling us about Igbo leadership. We are reporting today that in Biafra land, about 546 million gallons of crude oil have been spilled into the Niger Delta over the past 50 years. They call it Niger Delta to try and divide us. The same thing they did with the Minority Commission. This is Biafra land. There is oil in Awomama, oil in Ebema, in Ohaji. There is oil in Okwa. They say Niger Delta. When Queen Victoria was stealing Biafra land, she recognized that there was a place called Biafra. In their treaties, they mentioned Biafra. Today is now called Niger Delta. Who knows what they might call it in the next 2 years. Anything Yoruba call us, we accept. If Yoruba call us, if Yoruba decide tomorrow to say, oh, these people, their name now is, they are to be known as idiots, we'll accept it very gladly. Because Yoruba said so. It's Niger Delta. No more Bendel Igbo or Bendelite. It's now Oyibo Delta. Oyibo Bendel, Bendel Igbo. It's now Niger Delta. It's Biafra land, that's what we know it as. That's our land, it's our country. Oil have been spilled, 546 million gallons, giving you cancer, contaminating your waterways, making life impossible for you. But the people eating the money like Dangote, they are from the north. Is there any oil spill in Kano? Or in Kaduna, in Sokoto? Or oil spill in Abuja? Oil spill in, what's it called? In Katsina? The answer is no. You spill oil, you travel abroad, you come to Napoli to come and live. Your land is rendered desolate. The people making this money from your land, they are the ones telling you to shout one Nigeria, and you shout one Nigeria. That shows how hopeless our people are. Indeed, very, very hopeless. I don't feel sorry for them anymore, because there is an extent to which you be so stupid that you are beyond pardon. You fall outside grace and redemption. That is the state in which some of our people find themselves today. That your land has been polluted, contaminated beyond repair. And the worst part of it, they sent you abroad on exile, self-imposed exile. Our brother said he hasn't been home for 21 years. And he's in Napoli. For 21 years, he's not gone home. 21. Not 2 years. And you're telling me you're alive. You're a dead person, dead to your people. All they have is your memory, unless we get Biafra. Only Biafra can save us. We reported yesterday that Jonathan sacked Stella Odua. We are continuing on that very news. That Jonathan yesterday sacked four ministers, including the aviation minister Stella Odua, who has been enmeshed in a scandal, according to Eurobass. They don't know what is a scandal. You see what they do to you. You see the way they attack you. You make hooked it. And they asked me, why is it that you hate anything Igbo? I said, tell me one good thing that has come out of Igbo. Is Ihejirika not Igbo? Is Jonathan not Igbo? I don't know Igbo people. Is Peter Obi not Igbo? Is Ohaneze not Igbo? Ohaneze ndi Igbo. What good has come out of them? Somebody should tell me. One good thing. The only shining light, which is a lady, which is why I'm very happy that in Napoli we have a lady as our coordinator. Stella Odua, the only woman to have done something in God knows how many years. She's been removed. Has Ohaneze said anything? I'm asking you people.
No.
They've said nothing. They can't say anything because they are compromised. That is what happens when you take money. You are doing big man in the village. I'm chief, I'm the leader of Igbo people. When you have no moral fiber, no backbone, you cannot speak because of your compromise. That is why we are the way we are. Fearless and uncompromising in our attitude towards our restoration. Those are the news we are bringing to you today and accompanying news summary. The barrister shall return to me, and the barrister will give me his assessment, his understanding of the news we are bringing to our people today from the city of Napoli, here in Italy. A lot of our people are here. Most of them, as you've heard, are lost. Most of them have been here for 21 years and counting, with no hope of going home. Some of them, their papers are not even out. And from the way things are going, I don't even know if the papers will ever come out. Some trekked through the desert for many, many weeks. They swam through the Mediterranean and survived it. And they came here and they can't even go back. We are here to offer them a route back home. We are here to send them back to where they come from. We are here to make them understand that indeed they are Biafrans. We are here to give them hope. We are here to make sure that they have a choice, either to stay in this very place or to return to where they come from. That is why we spread this very gospel. That is why our gospel, this very message of the redemption of Biafra, must be preached in every city. Even though they stone Stephen here, I'm not expecting myself to be stoned for preaching the truth. But regardless of what happens, regardless of what we do, this very message is unstoppable. Unstoppable. Those of them that you preach to in Napoli, and they say, oh, are you sure it's going to happen? It's not going to happen. Those that the evil spirit has gone into, infiltrated, and become a part of, those people will one day come to you to beg you. Write it down and say, that is what I told you. They will come to you to beg you, and you will tell them no. Because we are unforgiving. I don't forgive. I don't. If you hear the message of Biafra, you turn deaf ear to it. And when you know Biafra is coming, you come to us, we'll tell you no. You can't join us. The highest thing you can do is to join the enemy, isn't it? You say, if they won't let me in, let me join Yoruba and Hausa people and make it impossible for them. Then you die with them. We are fanatical about Biafra, insanely fanatical about Biafra. Nothing can stop us. The barrister is with me, I presume. Barrister Mamezu, have you joined me?
Yes, Director. Thank you. Thank you for the news, Director. I have only a few ideas here from the news you read. Let me go straight to the killings that we report on a daily basis. Now, they are using SUV. They're coming in. Director, I want to ask a question. Why is it Borno every day? Does it mean that people there are fools or there is something special in that place? That every time Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are concentrating their killings in that particular land. How many people left after all these killings on a daily basis?
Do you want me to answer that question?
Please.
They are concentrating on Borno because Borno is the only place that the Fulani Jihad did not penetrate. There is a man called El Kanemi. El Kanemi stopped the advance of the Fulani Jihad single-handedly with his people. They fought the Fulanis. The only reason why Borno today is not or is the only Hausa territory under Hausa rulership is because El Kanemi fought them. Wherever he saw them, he attacked them, barrister. He stopped the Fulanis from advancing. That is why Borno is safe. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I'll put another question across. Why is it that those in the zoo, i.e., in particular, President Goodluck Jonathan, why couldn't he organize the military to at least give that place a proper guidance? When you say to guide a place, why is it that every day we are hearing that people in Borno have been attacked, we are hearing they've been abducted, we are hearing they've been killed on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis? Why is it that that place cannot be well and fully secured? Why couldn't Jonathan pump all the military men there with their strategic sense of understanding about what Boko Haram and Fulani people are doing over there?
It's because the army themselves are Boko Haram members. Do you want them to go and start shooting their members?
You're right. You're right. I think I rest my case on the area. You're right. And Director, on a serious case, there's not much we can do until Biafra is established. Until our people are gone home, that's the only time they can assure themselves of a long life. For now, the killing will carry on. Many more will even happen tomorrow and next tomorrow, until next week and next month, until Biafra comes down. Nothing will ever stop Boko Haram whilst Goodluck Jonathan and his regime are swearing, saying that we will halt Boko Haram's ideology. It will not happen. Our people should be aware of that. For those who choose to remain in that land, well, what they will face is death and destruction. I said it before, Director, whilst you were having a rest. Time will come when we will not be reporting on killings of Boko Haram and in the northern part of that zoo. Time will come. Because as we report every day, as they are being killed every day, and our people refused to leave, it's a big shame. Boko Haram will carry on doing what they are doing. Let me go to this oil spillage. Again, there's nothing Biafran can do. While we are scattered all over the world, until we decide to come together and pool our efforts together at the same time, then when we go home, we will establish our territory and we will mind our business. No matter what we say from here, Lord Jonathan will carry on. Do what he's doing adamantly. Because what he's doing now, he's doing it adamantly, without listening, without being conscious of what he's doing. Released 165 Boko Haram, and the same people are buying high-grade vehicles and upgrading the ammunition and killing our people. Does it make sense what Goodluck Jonathan is
doing?
It
doesn't, barrister. It doesn't. But we told them, when we told them that Boko Haram were paid off, people didn't believe us, did you? Now they have bought SUV. Anything you listen to on Radio Biafra, give it a few days, it comes to reality. Before Goodluck Jonathan released 165 of them and gave them 3 million each, did Boko Haram attack with SUV? The answer is no. They never did. But now they have money. Times 3 million by 165. Now they can attack in convoy. You know, we love convoy. Boko Haram is now coming in convoy of SUV. Maybe to impress the Igbo girls they took away. 25 of them. If you have a cousin or sister in that place studying, you better phone her. Or else she's somewhere being raped by men who are uncircumcised and very filthy. That is what you get for being impotent. That is what you get for not being man enough to fight a war until you die or you get what you're looking for. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. We fought for only 3 years and ran away like a bunch of market women. Unbelievable. This time around, we bring hell with us. Hell
Director,
is coming with us. Please go ahead.
Director, I saw, I think that was the Young Shagro vehicle or Chidebere. I think it's the Young Shagro because I saw her inscription came round. Chidebere's own goes, you know, vertically, but the Young Shagro one just came round. I saw this on Facebook 2 days ago. Massacre. It looks like people who are traveling from the north coming down to the Biafra land. They were stopped. Their road were blocked and come and see people, children. Everybody on the floor dead by the hands of Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, and Goodluck Jonathan remains unchanged. He does not even think straight. Remember, he's my man. But I'm gradually losing in that guy because he's not impressing us at all. The only thing I can deduce from all his action is he's just focusing all his efforts on his guy. What's his name? Asare Dokubo. Asare Dokubo is the only person Rotuna fan is putting all his hopes on. One individual and a little group. But Biafrans are more than a group. We are a nation. Anglo Jonathan is not doing anything. He's not being supportive. Releasing Boko Haram means he's done the biggest. And now coming to sack our dear, loved sister of us that brought us airport. That is the break of the camel's back. I don't know what else to say about Anglo Jonathan. He has let us down, Director. And I feel very bad when you trust somebody. When you rely on somebody and pin your hope on that guy, and the guy let you down, of course, you'll be shattered. Your hope will be brought down. You will never relax on that particular interview again. Then it is quite a shame that you cannot trust anybody in that zoo. No single individual. As far as they are in authority, they do as they please. But don't remember that one day when you climb up, there'll be time when you also come down. No corner is a permanent entity. Your Jennifer will not be there forever. One thing all of us should remember, once you are in a place, it's only temporary. Even the life we live is temporary. How much less occupying a position? It's a big shame. Director, let me stop so far. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu with his incisive analysis. As always, we welcome you wherever you are. We also welcome those of you who are here. I don't know why you're scattered. Why don't you come close? Or is there any problem? We want all of you to come close. Please, come closer. It's far more better if you can come closer. It's better for us. If you can come a lot closer, please, if you may. Are they part of us? Come closer. Please, come closer. Want you close. Has anyone here not spoken yet or told us who he or she is? Has anyone here not spoken? If you want to speak, you speak, please. It's important. Does anyone want to speak or they don't want to speak? I don't understand. Have anyone here spoken? Oh, we have somebody. Please give me the microphone. Yes, please, your name and where you come from. Go ahead.
Well, my name is Uche Nwawili from Newi South, Biafran land. So, it's a thing of joy and gratitude, what we've been listening in the radio broadcasting, Biafran radio broadcasting CEO, but today is happening right here in Naples. So we were so glad. We'll be imagining how do our director looks like. But today we are with him in person. We see him in person. So we were so glad. We see a man with kalims, a man with quality, a man that has command of speech. We've been listening in the radio broadcast, but today he is here. You know, God is so gracious. It's like every hope is being revived. So, Mr. Honorable Director, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I extend our gratitude again to people like Uche and the barrister. These two people are so great, marvelous. You'll be doing great jobs, and we're so glad. But today, we hope what we doesn't anticipate for, what we never imagine, is like is coming to reality, Republic of Biafra. And we pray, God, that it comes to reality, so that we will rejoice and testify in Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Does anybody else have something to say, please? We have finished our news analysis. If you have anything to say, you can say it now. Anything you want to say in this room, however you want to say it, now is your chance to do so. Please go ahead. Go ahead, yes.
Okay. My name is Chief Austin Dike from Abia State. In Umahia, local government. Anyway, I'm so much glad to see the Director General. We have been hearing it all this while. But today, we are with the director face to face, which is a wonderful, so wonderful to speak with the director face to face. We thank you and we pray that God will continue to give you the knowledge, give you the power to continue your work. And I'm asking all the Biafran to support this, our young brother, because this is not an easy job. We have a long way to go, and one person cannot do it. We have to join hands together in order to achieve our aims. If we want to have this Biafra, we have to put our heads together. We want to put our hands together in order to achieve our aims. Without much wasting time, I'm asking our brothers, wherever you are, try. If you cannot be able to support, there is a lot of support you can give by prayers, by physical. In many ways, you can support for us to, because we are in the hands of enemies and the devils. And this is the time of liberation. And we are going to have that liberation in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
As far as God is concerned, Biafra must be liberated, and this is the time. Let us put hands together so that we will get this Biafra. Thank you, Director. You are welcome in Naples. You are highly welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. And God bless you. Give them the microphone to speak. They will speak. You want to speak as well? Yes, you will in a minute. This is their radio station. Go ahead, please.
I know. Thank you, the director. You're welcome in Napoli.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I will say from the bottom of my heart that politics is not church. Okay. God, I will say my
raise your voice a bit.
Yes, I will say my point of view.
Go ahead.
My point of view is like, you know, now we want to liberate Biafra. Then what are our possibilities of making this work? What do we have that we know that we say now will take this Biafra at our hand that it works? You understand?
I do, yes.
You know, yeah. I will ask you another question, because I'm on the phone. Now, are we dreaming dreams? Are we asking what cannot be ascertained? Are we aspiring that it will work? And then, like me that goes to church, will ask God, will you give me this? You understand what I'm saying? So, are we calling the whole Biafrans now, just like what happened in Uganda, or in Tanzania, or whatever that you call it, to get, you know, at, you know, after they have a peace talk, you know, they said, according to law, after 50 years, after a civil war, then a republic is ascertained to just divide peacefully, according to European law. I don't know what we're fighting about here. So, with respect, somebody explain to me, please.
Thank you, my dear brother. You asked very important questions, and I like them. And I will answer them one after the other, because this is Radio Biafra. We answer every question direct. Your first question is, basically, how are we going to get Biafra? Is that correct? Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
Good. How are we going to get Biafra? We are going to get Biafra
Yeah.
Yes, we are going to get Biafra.
It's not open.
It's open. Yeah, I can hear you very well. And okay. So is the whole world.
Mm.
There is only two ways you can get your freedom. One is through the ballot box. In other words, if you believe in Biafra,
on the voting.
I vote for you. You have Biafra National Party. Yeah. And I vote for you. You go to Abuja and you say, we want Biafra. The same way. You okay? We are fine with you. We okay? You okay.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you right now.
You can have politicians go to Abuja to get Biafra for you, or you fight for it.
How can you tell all the Biafra to go to Abuja and vote for you?
You asked a question and I'm answering you.
Okay, so
I'm giving you possibility in the real world there are only two ways you can get your freedom. Through the ballot box or through gun. Somebody will call again and say, what do you mean by ballot box? So I'm explaining that to you.
Listen, like I've been living here for the past 20 years.
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Okay,
you're not listening to me.
Okay, sir.
You're not listening.
Okay, sir. I'm listening.
I don't want anybody to call me and then ask me to explain what I mean by ballot box. So I was only giving you an example.
I know what you mean by ballot box.
We are. Can you wait? Let me finish. You can speak. Sir. We are not just listening. Over 5 million people.
I know.
We want to tell them that we are disciplined. If you have a question to ask, you ask. You have the discipline to wait. I answer you, and then you can come back. Okay? Please. Now, what I'm telling you is this. When you want to go and get your freedom, you do everything possible to get it. For us, we are going to fight for it. We will agitate, we will protest, we will boycott, we will do everything humanly possible to get Biafra. There is no other way. Any idiot telling you that you can get Biafra by sitting at home, the person is mad. You don't get Biafra by sitting at home. You don't get Biafra by going to romance the politicians. You don't get Biafra by playing Nigerian politics. You will never get it. Ojukwu was in MPN. Did they get us Biafra? Did Biafra come? Biafra did not come. For two reasons. We were sinful. We were not disciplined enough. As simple as that. That is how you get your country. Nobody gives you your freedom. Nobody gives you freedom. You fight for your freedom and you get it. You get your freedom because you fought for it. There is nowhere in history, never in the history of humanity, where your oppressor will come to you and say, today you have your freedom. That is your number one question answered. Your second question is, are we dreaming? We are not. You will wait. What type of thing is this? Can you wait, please? You should be disciplined and wait. We can stay here till tomorrow if you want us to debate. We can stay here and wait. What I'm telling you is that we are not dreaming. We are not dreamers. We are not dreaming. What we are doing is to get Biafra. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Our people lack discipline because we do buying and selling. When a race is involved in buying and selling, all they do is short-termism. Short-term. How do I get profit? You saw a woman today, we read in the news. She couldn't have a child. Well, what did she do? She went to the next door neighbor to go and look for, to go and steal their baby. Buying and selling. Everything you do. If I ask you to come to Radio Biafra broadcast, what you ask yourself is, what profit will I get by going there? If we don't give you money, you will not come. Isn't it? So how do you think all those positions, they convince you? They promise you heaven and earth. Oh, come to me. Biafra will come tomorrow. I'll make you minister for finance. You run and come. Because you're daft. I'm sorry to say. I tell people the truth. Wherever I go, I preach the truth. We lack the resilience and the discipline. This country you people are in was under the Roman Empire. There was a time that this place was called Rome. All of it. The whole of Italy was called Rome. They went to wars. They conquered people. You would defeat a legion and another legion will come. You defeat them. They keep coming until they overwhelm you. They don't give up. That is why you answer Africans. Africa. After a Roman general called Scipio Africanus. Scipio Africanus conquered you. That is why you are called Africans.
Hannibal came here. Do you know Hannibal? Hannibal was the king of Carthage. Carthage is present day Tunisia. Their empire spread all the way to Spain. They came to this country to take Rome. They nearly conquered Rome. And Rome sent their finest general, Scipio Africanus, to pursue the retreating Hannibal because the brother did not support him. There was no supplies for the African army then. Not Agunus African, Carthagian army then. They were pursued until they went to Tunisia, then called Carthage. They destroyed it and they poured salt on it, forever daring to dream of coming to Rome. That, my dear people, is resilience. Those are the type of people we are looking for to go into this battle with us. Not those that wake up in the morning, something will happen to you, you say, oh, my wife is having menstrual pain. You leave us and you run away. Because your wife is on her period, you run away and say she's having stomach ache. We need those that can only see one thing, and that is Biafra. Those that life is meaningless, only Biafra matters. Only Biafra counts. Because Biafra is the closest you can get to God. Every other thing is irrelevant. That is why they don't want you to see it. That is why we preach this very gospel. That we need men and not mice. We need those with liver. Men who can live up to a creed and an ideal. The men born of the same stock that fought the whole world from 67 to 70. Men of unimpeachable honor and integrity that fought for their country that you forgot. Men that you forgot about. But this year we shall remember them. That is your second question answered. And coming to your third question, you said, after so many years, you will be free. I agree with you. After so many years, after a civil war, you should be free. But after that so many years, when they came, what did they find? The same people that led you to war are now in political parties in Nigeria. So who are they going to give Biafra to? Who will they give Biafra to? After so many years, do you get your freedom? Nobody hands you your freedom, you go and take it. Nobody gives you any freedom. You go there and you take it. That is how it is done. That is how it is done. This is Radio Biafra. Please, go ahead. Does anybody else have anything to say? Go ahead. Does he want to speak again? He can give a microphone to speak. No. Give him to speak. He wants to speak. No. No. We don't. I said to you that you speak. I respond to your question and you speak again. When you speak, I respond to you and then you speak. That is how you engage and that is how you discuss.
Onyeka, I am from our mama in Oru East in Biafra land. I only have a question to ask. Please, director, let it not be that I'm drawing you back.
Please ask your question.
Because I've had when you were not around, I've had many people ask that question when Uche was directing the Radio Biafra. I want to know if our people back home knows about our fight, because now we are in diaspora. We are outside, we are in Europe. So we are not back home. We are far away from home. Like me, I have not been back for years.
How many years?
For over 14 years now.
The other one was 21 years. You are 14 years, not been home. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I've been here for that 14 years. So due to some problems, I've not been back home. So I have asked questions back home since I started listening to Radio Biafra. And I've not had somebody telling me that the fight is even continuing there. We are the people, we are in Victoria. Somebody asked this question.
And I will answer you. I will keep answering you today until you tell me you're satisfied with my answer.
Thank you.
Or that you disagree with me. Or that you tell me something that I don't know of so I can learn from you.
Thank you.
What I'm telling you is that we are working with people at home. People at home, they are aware of what we are doing. but it is left for those in the diaspora to save those at home. Because you're more enlightened. You're aware there is light and electricity. You can afford to help to support this very struggle more than somebody back home who graduated, is on Okada, doesn't have anything at all. It is something called perspective and elevation. You can see the world better than those people over there. And mind you again, every revolution in the world, when you want to plan a local Naples government office and go and tell them about Biafra, you will go, won't you? But if you're at home, you're an Okada rider, and I ask you to go and see the Italian ambassador and tell him about Biafra, can you go?
No way.
Can you afford it? But if I send you to go to Naples, you will go, isn't it? You are registered here. Where is the boy's paper? I need it. You are registered in this country. So you can meet legally anytime, any day as Biafrans and have a meeting and discuss Biafra. And by the mere fact that you are registered here in Italy, the Italian authorities know about the existence of Biafra. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
Give it to me, please. Please, can you do this at home?
No.
I'm waiting for an answer. Can you do some?
No.
Why did we lose the war? There was limited international support. Yes, is that correct?
Yes.
But now, with your numbers here in Italy, you can convince the Italian government to support you. Those of them in UK will do the same. Is that correct?
Yes.
Those in Sweden. Now you see why abroad is important. Now you see why Chukwu Abiyama has determined that now is the time for us to go home. Because we are everywhere. We are everywhere. That thing that is a disadvantage, we are using to an advantage. I don't know if I've answered the question.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Have I answered? Yes, please. Thank you very much. The next person, please. All of you will speak. It's your radio station. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. One at a time, please. One at a time. You will speak. Go ahead. No, it's off. Why is it off? Why is it off? Push it up, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's on now.
Yes.
Okay. On the last question you answered, you said why we lose the battle, the war, was because of the help of the international. Now, as we are fighting for Biafra, can we go an extent inviting other people apart from Africans with the Biafras? For example, like other countries. Can we involve other countries? For example, UN to help.
Can you involve UN to help?
Yeah.
But UN has already helped you. Where is the paper again, please? The indigenous people's rights. What is it? Can I have it? UN has helped you already. Have you helped yourself? That is where we are now.
Yes.
No more UN.
No.
The thing is, have you helped yourself? UN has helped you. I need that piece. But it's here. Your right as an indigenous person is here. From the UN. It is here. Do you get what I'm saying? So there is no need to go to UN says you can be free. It is here now. Some people are afraid of Italy. Article 4. People are afraid of Italy. Here, Italian government says you can meet as Biafrans. Here, UN says you can have Biafra. What else do you need? Do you want UN to come to Nkwere? You want UN to come to Nkwere and say now you can be Biafra? It's not possible. It doesn't happen that way. Please go ahead.
Hello, the director of the Biafran Radio. From the last question which you have answered now, I want to gather more points on it.
Go ahead.
I am rightly, as I introduced myself before, I am Emenike Chukwu from Ezuku in Bende, local government of Biafra. So the UN have given us the right to exist so far. But then do we have a delegate to that UN as it stands today, so that in all the discussion of UN, the delegates will be able to defend us as other countries have their delegates to the UN. Thank you.
Yes. Do you want me to wake up in the morning and go to the UN? Do you think the UN will ask me who sent me or not? Will UN ask me who sent you? Do you think it's right for them? Can I just board the plane now, so now I'm the kind of fly to New York and I knock on the door and say to UN, let me come in to represent Biafra? Do you know what you asked me? Who sent you? Did I send you? Is that correct? We have to organize ourselves first. You, the people of Biafra, will then appoint a representative or representatives to go to UN. There is something called mandate. You empower somebody to say, go and speak on my behalf. How do you do that? You will come out on the 30th of May of this year in Italy, in every city here. You will demonstrate. The Italian people will know you exist. So when we raise anybody from Italy and say, this person is coming from Italy to speak on behalf of Biafrans, everybody will say, we sent that person. Is that correct or not? That is how things are done. Because where we come from, where those of us that grew up in the village, and a man here, Nusono. One step at a time. One step at a time. What we are doing now is to sensitize to me. There are some of you here in Napoli that don't know that Biafra is registered in Italy. Some of you here are afraid. Some of you will run away. But today we are proving it to you that Biafra is registered here. You can not only meet, even when you go for a hall, if you want to hire a hall under Biafra, they will subsidize it for you. You won't pay the full amount. Rather than you going to shabby places to look for a meeting place, you can now go to the local council and say, by the authority of this letter, we ask you to give us a hall where we can hold our meeting, and you can do it. But before now, people thought it was impossible. Even some people here in Napoli, they think if you mention Biafra, Italian police will arrest you. That's how daft they are. But today we are proving it to everybody that in Italy you can go and hold meetings as a Biafran and nothing will happen to you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Once again, I am Chidi Onyeka. Once again from Awomama. Director, I want to ask this question.
Go ahead.
Please, for the interest of people listening, not even for me, because I've had people have asked me this question. I want you to answer this question, our race that we are running. Because I've had many things that happened, even in Victoria, even in Germany, because I've been listening to Radio Biafra. So why is it that we Igbos, we Biafrans, we are not in that coordinating ourselves together to run the race together? Why is it separated? And who are the Igbos?
It's like me asking you, who are you? Yeah, you cannot ask yourself, who am I? Only when you're confused or you're lost, or somebody is not sure about who the father is. Maybe you look at your dad, you don't look like your dad, you don't look like any of your uncles, you start wondering, who am I? We are the Igbo people, we are Biafran. The reason why we cannot be together is because of something that the Hausa Fulani people did. In this country, this is where... What's his name again? The man that wrote Niccolo Machiavelli comes from here. He wrote The Prince. Why is this house unruly, for goodness sake? Are they different from any other place we've gone to broadcast? For goodness sake. Why are people behaving like a bunch of school children? The world is listening, for goodness sake. Over 5 million people. And people are behaving like school children. I will come to you in a minute. I will come to you. I need to answer his question. They put in Opa. Do you know who is Opa Biasika? Opa Biasika was the East Central State Governor after the war. It is called a process. You can't do anything from Igbo. Before you become a governor, you must promise them never to open an industry that employs more than 50 people. Do you know that? Do you know? You don't know. Do you? Although Ngige rigged the election when he went in against Peter Obi, do you know why Ngige was removed? Because they thought Ngige was going to be like another Mbakwe. They removed him. As simple as that. Don't you know that? Do you know why no Igbo governor has ever built an industry again? Do you know why? Because that was the agreement they signed. Do you know why they banned Boroko from Aba? You don't know, do you? Do you know why they banned Okreka from Aba and took it to Kano? Now you don't know, do you? They have Okreka at Kano. They have Okreka at Kano. If you go to Kano, they have Okreka there. They banned Okreka because they want you to eat their cattle. They can poison you very easily. It's a fact of life. Do they also ban the making of glass everywhere in the world? About glass factories closed. Ceramics and wine are closed. Is that correct? Liver Brothers, they have almost left Aba. Is that correct? I'm waiting for answer. Is that correct? Golden Gino Mine has closed down. Is that correct? And Kalago closed. Is that correct? But they still import cement, don't they? They import cement, don't they? Import cement. But Kalago is closed. Our people need to be intelligent enough to understand when they are under siege. Under mental siege. You don't have your own newspaper, no radio for the past 42 years. That is why Yorubas tell you how to think. That is why you sow Ashebi when you go to get married in the village. That is why you think Yoruba when you go to the villages. You have lost who you are. You don't understand what it means to be an Igbo person. You don't know what it means to be a Biafran. You are walking like about the killing of the people in the north. I'm asking a question. Then how dare people not understand that they are finished? That is why we are here, to educate you, to enlighten you, to open your eyes so you can see the truth. Because some of you are blind. Blinded by many years of staying in a place where there is running water, there is light, electricity. You get up in the morning, you can eat, you can feed, you can clothe yourself properly. You need to go home and see how your people are dying. You need to go home to understand that poverty is at such a level that your sisters are giving birth and selling their babies. Maybe you don't know. It doesn't affect you. You are not human. You don't feel pain of other people. You are wicked and evil. You don't care about the next person. You only care about yourself and your little family. And that is why you will die in exile if you don't take time. That is why we've come here to preach. Without fear before anybody. We don't care who you are. We tell you the truth. And the fact of the matter is that you are in exile. Struggle. You can't come into the country. You can gossip for two days. But you can't come in. We are going home to build our land. If you like, you come. If you like, you remain here. But this is not your home. When your child goes to school and come back and say, daddy, they called me a monkey today. What will you say? You say, Italy is your land. Are you related to Julius Caesar? You don't want a Julius Caesar. Are you related to Julius Caesar?
No way.
You're in Italy. This is Radio Biafra. Who else has something else to say? Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Okudlink Mjika. There's one question I'd love to ask. How many states that make up to Biafra?
States,
yes.
What is a state? I will tell you the people that make up Biafra. And you people are chatting by the side. As if you're in a market. And as well, Heba. In Napoli.
Don't tell people that you are addressing by
indiscipline. Do you know that the world is listening?
What news are you preaching to the world?
The news you're preaching is that people are making noise in Napoli when we are broadcasting. Give him the microphone, please. Let him speak so the world can hear him. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Frank Mado, DC. I'm from Mbano in Ehime, local government. Please, Director, I think you are doing the rightful thing that we all know. For those that experienced war in Nigeria, I'm 46 years old right now by age. By January, I'll be 47 years. I think I experienced war as a little kid. Whomever that have experienced war, I don't think if I have ever experienced war, you will preach again war. War, there is no country that ever experienced war that will ever remain the same again. Think, look at about Iraq. Look about even in Africa right now, what is going on right there. You are preaching about war. We are trying to invite those that have even misled us at the past to come back again and still mislead us again. Brother, please, with due respect, stop speaking on air about war. We have what they call dialogue. There is no way you can preach to the poor. I don't know where you are coming from, or 45 of where you are brought up from. Brother, I don't think the Biafrans are ready for war. But I will ask one question here, sir, please. With due respect. This war, Biafra liberation, Biafra is suffering years because we lose the war. And the same people that we are trying to call right now again, that we are inviting again in that country again right now, as we are speaking right here in media, you are going around speaking about war, liberation. We are ready to fight the Northerners. We are ready to do this. We are ready to do that. Brother, are we in this country going to fight this war, or are we going back there to fight this war? Who are the voice? Who are those that are going to stand by us when it begins? Let it not be like old Ojukwu. Let it not be like Uzoagwu. Let it not be like even this young man that they just released him right now, that coordinated MOSOP. I have a brother who's the one of the coordinator of MOSOP. Right today, he's nowhere to be found. When this war will start, are you going to be there to lead us?
I'll be there at the front.
Thank you so much.
And I will ask you,
please. Let me just ask you this question.
Yes.
Please, who is the voice of this Biafra FTN back home? Who is leading us? Because those are the pastor. We know them. We know them by names. Who are those that are standing on behalf of Biafra back in Nigeria? Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, hold on microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, because please sit down. So we can address this issue once and for all, so that our listeners can understand. You said we talk about war. We don't want to fight war again. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
I said war.
No, put the microphone to low.
Yes, I said if you ever experienced war at the past,
yes,
you will not preach about war. You will preach about peace in Nigeria.
But I'm older than you, to start with. That is number one. So if you experienced war, I don't know what I experienced. I experienced the same thing as well. That is number one. Number two, can you now tell the world here, listening, the people that got their freedom by dialogue?
Okay. With due respect, Mr. Coordinator. Director. Okay, whatever. Who is the coordinator? Listen, and listen careful, sir.
No, I asked you. If you ask, I'll answer. If you ask me.
Come again with that question, please.
Name one country that got their independence through dialogue. Freedom. Not independence from the British. Freedom.
Yes. I think Nigeria, as it stands right now, brother, I and you that are standing here right now speaking, knows that even here, as we are here right now, there is no Igbo man here who wants to fight.
No, you've not answered my question. I asked a question.
So, and whomever wants to fight, brother.
You've not answered my question.
Every nation that wants to fight will
you
fight.
Not,
but I'm telling you, we Igbos, we are not ready to fight. Even an Igbo kind of a thing doing right there, finding it difficult to relocate to East. Why? Because we want one Nigeria. The world has seen the injustice going on there, brother. But all I'm saying is this. Let us not go through war. By staying on earth, you are coming to North. I've been hearing what you said. You will bomb this. You will do that.
But you have not
asked. But you are saying this on earth. Brother, can me and you bought a ticket, pack all these things, we go to Nigeria. Even if you are from Imo State, right? You put this thing in an office, speaking this word, if you've not been arrested, and nobody, you will be in that jail, nobody will come out and defend you.
You see, I'm coming.
I'm telling you.
I'm coming. You see, let him sit down, please.
I will sit down.
Do you know that this is, hang on a second. Do you know this is Radio Biafra? So no one told you that I have broadcasted from Lagos for 5 days consecutive.
I'll buy the ticket, let's book an appointment. You will do this and see how you go free.
I asked you a question before. I'll be home. On the 30th of May, I'll broadcast live to the world for 24 hours non-stop.
Where?
Back home, Enugu, our headquarters.
Where?
Enugu!
Enugu, where in Enugu? What address?
We're being a bit childish here. I asked you, hang on a second. You said you will come with me, didn't you?
Yes, I would like to know the people. If I didn't come with you that day, you will see me like.
Oh, if you don't come with me.
Anywhere, give me address.
Are you going to come with me or not?
Brother,
are you coming?
You will be in Nigeria on pathway and you will broadcast on air in Enugu, right?
Are you coming with me or not?
Where? What address in Enugu? You can't just go and hide somewhere and be doing something, saying he's doing it for Biafran, brother.
Hold on. No, leave him to speak.
Let me tell you something, brother. Ojuku, where is Ojuku today?
Hold on.
No, the one is hearing me. Listen to me, brother.
Yes.
We the Igbos, brother, can never be deceived again.
Yes.
Anybody who wants to go to war, if you want to go to war, you go to war.
Not you.
Don't deceive.
I have asked you before.
The Igbos.
I have asked you before.
Because Igbos, they are not ready for war. They are ready for peace.
Thank
dialogue.
You. Yes, I know.
Peacefully. Not by saying war.
You are not. The thing about you is that you don't want to answer my question. My question, you couldn't tell me here.
No,
I asked you a question. Yeah. Can you tell me? You see, this is the thing about our people I find very difficult sometimes. You cannot tell me here a country that got their independence by dialogue. You couldn't tell me. A very simple question you couldn't answer.
I'll answer it.
Yes.
Brother. War. War. Who is backing you in this war you're talking about in Napoli?
You cannot answer me.
An average Igbo man that are sitting here now watching you, listening to you.
You can't answer my
None
question.
None of them. Say it now. Let's begin to contribute towards war. Let me tell you, war. War is not an easy something as you think, brother. You and I knows.
I know.
You and I knows. War is not something you just, as we hear now, we just coordinate and start war, fighting. Fighting those that are stronger.
But you can't answer me, can you?
Brother, war. I will see where we end up with the war.
They can't answer me, can you? You can't answer a very simple question. You cannot answer a very simple question. A very simple question. Do you see why Africa is very poor? You see why Africa is so wretched? That people cannot follow something they read at school through. That is why we are here. I asked him a simple question. He's been asking me, I've been answering him. One simple question, he can't answer it. And that is why you people are here. That's why Africa is poor. Because we lack discipline. Is America in a state of war today or not? Is America in a state of war today or not? Is Britain not in Afghanistan? I'm asking you a question. What is Boko Haram doing? Is it dialogue? Is Boko Haram doing dialogue? DCOG. Amazing. We must take calls and see what our listeners make of this. It's quite exciting. I love Napoli. Very, very exciting. I love it. When I meet people, he is 46 and he said he went to war. He went to war maybe when he was 6 months old. 6 months old. Let's take some calls from our people. Do we have a caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes, Nande, this is Chitomeka Ojuku from France. I'm from.
You will not call me. You call us every blessed day. We will take other people's calls. Yes. I won't take your call today.
Hello?
I will not take your call today. You call us every day. There are other people trying to get through. You will call us again some other time.
Okay.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, all brothers in Napoli. Good evening, my fellow coordinators. Good evening, my brothers in Malaysia. Good evening here in Ihiala, local government area of Biafra land. I want to congratulate our sister, Norma. I want to give him a kudos for being able to identify himself as a Biafran. For being able to stand as a woman, to identify herself as a Biafra, to tell the whole world that Biafra is existing. I hope Biafra, because why they don't know the reason why they are born to be a Biafra. I am very surprised for my own brother to be there and be speaking all this rubbish from his mouth, saying that he's not even going to prepare for war. My brother, you will remain my land. I am Festus Suloka. I live in Verona. If you want address in Eastern land, I will give you address. I will give you where you will go. If you want anything, we will give it to you. Fourfold. Let me tell you, you will remain poor in anonymous land. If you are invited, I tell you, I will not enjoy living in anonymous land. I am a Biafra. I am going to fight for a Biafra. Well, don't be afraid to go to get Biafra. You the Igbos that claim to be Igbo and not a Biafra. You will remain in Eastern, you will remain in outside Biafra. Then you are remain so. And I promise you today, I will mark you and I will mark you. If I remain to be in the position to skip everybody in the border, my brother, I promise you, you will not go into Biafra land. Bet me honestly. I swear that honestly, you will never go in. Let me tell you. Mama, you are a woman. You are trying. I have seen what you are passing through. And there are most of our brothers in Verona also who is thinking as the way that boy right there is thinking. I am a better of before. I am not going to tell you. And so what? And so what, my brother? Are you enjoying Boko Haram killing your brothers in the east every day? Are you enjoying Boko Haram fucking your mother in the fucking in the bush every time with the cattle? Carry AK-40. You are here enjoying water. You are here enjoying life. You are here enjoying food, free food, eating spaghetti. Shopping at the end of the year. Looking for one way to survive. You are telling me rubbish in your mouth that you Igbos are not ready. You and your family is not ready. But me and my family are ready to get Biafra. And Biafra will stand. Thank you very much, Director. I'm standing by. We'll still cover. Thank you very much. God bless Biafra.
You and God bless you too. We must take this call. The caller on the phone, give us a name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, to the letter.
Yes.
My name is Amodoko. I'm calling from China.
From where?
Hello, the letter.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from China. My name is Amodoko.
Please go ahead.
So, the letter, what I want to say is that the man that is talking rubbish over there, is there anybody there to take the man out of that place? The man is talking rubbish. Let him say that he don't want to fight. Are they outside people that calling the radio? Let him tell us that he and his family do not want to fight. The man is the enemy of progress. We don't need that of people in our struggle. Please, the man should leave that place. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we must continue to take your calls. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Barrister, God bless you. My name is Daniel Udo. I'm calling from Ukraine.
You're calling from where?
Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Go ahead.
From Kiev. Director, you know that Jesus Christ, his own people don't regard him. So that guy that is talking that is not ready, I will use a word for him. That guy is a fool. Because if I don't know what he's doing there. Please, barrister. Please, director. Please know what they give you there to eat, please. Because I don't think that these people are with us. Why my own brother will be speaking that he don't want to go to war. He don't want to have freedom. He want to remain in his zoo. Where they kill his brother and sisters on daily basis, and stand beside you there saying that he don't want war, that you are speaking of war. God will punish that brother. Why? They are killing your own sister. You go to Enugu. Look at what is happening there. You are there talking about. Please, director, you remove that guy from that place. It's not us. Please be careful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, Director. My name is Chukwuka Dibia, aka Chika, aka from Kassel, Germany.
Yes.
I'm from Owerri in Imo State. Please, brothers and sisters in Napoli, I want to ship in two words for you. Director, first, welcome back to this program. That young man who just spoke, I want to give you two words. In 1966, when Biafrans were being slaughtered and murdered by Gowan and British, Gaddafi was busy killing people in Benghazi. He shot 1,000 people one day. 40 years later, or 45 years later, young men like you stood for over 1 month. Gaddafi was running them with bomb. They stand up and stand for their freedom. They didn't relent. You said you are not ready to fight. Igbos are not ready to fight. You are making a mistake. Maybe your family and your household want to remain slave. Maybe your family and your last and your family hold are among the saboteurs, among the assekers, among those people who put Igbos in this mess we are today. Maybe your family should go and learn what happened when Jesus Christ was killed. The apostles did not give up. They keep on fighting. They didn't allow Judas to write their history. So if you don't want to fight, we welcome that. But I am telling you tonight, my name is Chukwuka Dibia Eke. I am ready to sacrifice my life, not only fighting. I am an Igbo man. I went to university. I started running a company here. Those things are vanity. The only joy we as people have is to go out of free, is to go out of slavery. There is nothing that a woman can compare to freedom. Maybe you are living in Italy. You feel life is okay for you. All those young girls and young women, they are treated like animals in Igbo land. Possible their uncles, their stepfathers or so should have been one of those who should have made them to have a good life. They die sacrificing their life, but most of them are being treated like destitute and all kind of mess today. So if you don't want to fight, we Igbos want to sacrifice our life. Fighting is not enough. We want to sacrifice our life to free our people from bondage and slavery. That is the only thing I want to tell you. So if you are speaking, speak for your own household and you are safe, not for Igbos. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We must continue to take their calls. We will come to you in a second. This is Radio Biafra. People listen from all over the world. Biafrans are not used to cowards. We hate them with a passion. With a passion. I can't stand them. Talk less of being in front of me. Having people in front of me who don't know the meaning of honor and decency. That your women are being raped, your sisters being taken to the house of the Esu of Nupe by force, Igbo girls being abducted on the streets in the north by force, being forced into marriage with uncircumcised heathens, our people being killed by Boko Haram. How are you going to stop them? How do you intend to stop them? I ask. How will you stop them? Unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes, my name is Steve Oka. I am Congo people can never eat this shit anymore. If we don't fight, we might all be gone. We might all finish because these people, they are flying on this earth. It's to exterminate us from the surface, on the surface of this earth. Why are we not going to fight to defend ourselves when we were told that the best defense is to attack? My brother, we need to start attacking someone like you. I pray to God. You deserve not to mention that name, that you are an Igbo man and you don't want to fight. God will make sure that he punish you for coming out to disgrace your family and your everybody you have around you tonight. You are disgracing the name you mentioned that you came from. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm sure that the people that allowed you to be there, I don't know what they took. Because if it was somebody like me, you deserve not to be there. I would have showed you that we lost the fight now because we are being killed every second, every minute, every day. Even if you are working in there for 14 years, 15 years, have you known the process of other people? Have you seen the video of the girl that was raped and buried alive? Have you seen the mother that was thrown into fire with the husband, very old woman? Have you seen the people that were caught and their children were removed and also killed? Can't you see all this? Who did you lead into fighting? You fool! Everyone can never be you.
If we are all you who are of God, commanded, some people should mind how the people should come around you, and I need a security for you.
I don't need security. I don't need it.
We are taking every effort of everything that happens there. If anything happens to the people general, I am sure that those people have questions to answer. What sort of nonsense is this? What sort of nonsense is people keep disgracing themselves every day? What is to be pressure? What are you questioning? Questions are being answered correctly. Correctly, see, we can't appreciate what God has given us. Someone who has a vision and some. My name is Steve, so that you can bribe me and tell me how to get you. Used to be, I have a brother there in Napoli. I'll know you more to know what you are capable of doing. I have a sibling there in Napoli. I'll get to know what you can do. Thank you very much, dear friends. Let us not mind that stupid idiot.
Thank you very much. We must proceed. That they will know that there are Biafrans all over the world who are serious about their freedom. Please go ahead. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. My name is Mobiti. I'm calling from Italy. I'm from in Imo State. And I want to talk on behalf of the caller that called from Napoli. The Israel guy. You know, that is one of the Hausa brought up that we have in that Biafra land. You know, by him standing and saying that Igbos are not ready to fight. You know, so that's the kind of people that we're supposed to say to us, even if you come to Italy, no matter maybe he's here doing something or doing whatever he's doing for his survival. You know, it's not that he's living guy. It's not that he's living fine. You know, but even except how he talks, he speaks, you know that the guy is not normal. You know, he's speaking because of frustration or what? Because of what he's passing through over here. You know, without knowing that freedom will set him free for whatever he's looking for. That's what I want to contribute. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And we must proceed. We have to proceed. We don't have any choice other than proceeding. We must go ahead and report what is happening before God and before man. The caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
My name is from Omonachi, Anambra State.
Please go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
All right. I'm calling from China.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
I called because of the man that was arguing on the place you were starting from.
Yes, we are listening.
I want to ask him if he is in a house, maybe armed robbers came there, maybe he has a family, wife, then a young daughter of like 12 years, and the armed robbers want to rape his daughter, his wife, in his presence. If he would just wait and look. Somebody like me, I cannot wait and look. I will patch them. Who said they kill me? That is number one. Number two, I don't think he has ever sent goods to Nigeria and they see his goods before. To run mad that he doesn't fight anybody. Here in China, there is a time somebody in China here, and the Chinese government, all Biafrans, we wanted to fight that day. All Biafrans came out, they blocked the road, and something happened in India also. So if he says he's not ready to die, or he's not ready to fight, for his own particular right, that means he's a foolish man, number one. He's a very foolish man. Because he has fought the Biafra war the way he said.
So that he did not fight any war. He's a wretched coward. We will find him here. Then he will know how formidable
we are. I have never called Radio Biafra before. I always lived in. But this night, I was so provoked that I wanted to speak with him. That is, to ask him if he stayed, and his daughter, his wife, maybe he had a daughter of 10 years, and I'm brother came there because he has a gun. I want to rape his daughter in his presence. So he will keep quiet to rape his own daughter. or killed his daughter in his own faith. For me, who said I would die for that such a thing to happen in my front? And that's what is happening in Nigeria now. People will bring goods, shoes. They say shoes are contraband, but still they wear foreign shoes. And they will see that is brought by Igbo man. They find out he stays here because he stays in Italy and be talking rubbish that Igbos are not ready to fight. Even in China here, Igbos are ready to fight because of a single Igbo man that killed in China. Something happened in India.
It's called lack of honor. It's understandable. Now they know how we feel in Napoli. They know we're not cowards. This is 2014. Watch out and see what will happen. Thank you very much. Let's go to Barrister. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, loud and clear.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. But before any advent, you have to check your connectivity because for nearly 11 minutes, nothing was coming out. Everybody texting me and inboxing me. Then I sent a message to you earlier that the line has been very digital and intermittent. You didn't catch my message. Then it got warm, very, very abysmal. Coupled with the brother over there who tried to compound the problem and make it very, very big. Let me start before anything. Nobody should blame that guy, please, from today's broadcast in Napoli. It's better we have an open enemy than a hidden one. All of you should be grateful that this guy has spoken. He told you that he is a coward. He told you that he's not supportive. He told you that it's better he stay in Italy while his people are being killed. Children, burnt, mothers, pregnant women, burned up and killed. Don't blame the guy. Everybody with his own ideology. At least he has told you where he came from. He told you his compound. And he told you who he is. Just all we need to do is just take a note of what he says. Because tomorrow will be a different day. Nobody should attack him. He has made his view openly and well known to all of us. Director will meet this. He met one in Ireland when he was there. So wherever he goes, he's bound to see one or two people. No wonder a woman is a coordinator in that place. I'm not trying to downgrade or denigrate all the men there. But a place where a woman is a ruler, we have to look into that again. And it's the case. So, but nobody should blame that guy, please. And let this guy not be a central issue today. Let's talk about how we move forward. Director, please, I apologize in this case. That guy calling from France, Otuku, please let him call back. Because that guy is a supporter of Radio Biafra. We need more people like him. Please, Otuku, wherever you're listening to, call back again. I've apologized and I've taken permission from director. We need supporters, so that guy sitting there, we know that he's only speaking for himself, and probably not even for his family. It's a shame that you have an evil man, taken from Mbano, who's supposed to be the heartland of evil. I have enough Mbano people. For him to come here and shame his people, and shame where he came from. He should not be away. Nobody should send him out of there. He should stay there and listen to how things are progressing. One of my aunties says, if you say something will not be good in front of you, it will be good behind you. So nobody should chase him out. Just sit in or to the duration of the broadcast. So, Director, you know how to handle things. I have once said this again. Any new listener should go to our old broadcast. There is one single individual who's got a twisted mind and turn around what we have been spinning all this while. Nobody should please attack that guy. Leave him. He made himself open, and we should take record. Director, please, let the guy from France or to call back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezum. The barrister said, and we are doing everything humanly possible to make sure we serve our millions of listeners all over the world. I like what happened here today to tell those of you in Napoli that we are formidable all over the world. All over the world. This is 2014. Put it down in your diary. Many things will happen this very year. We are not born of cowards. Anybody who is exercising or praying that we don't get our freedom is either fathered by a Hausa person or is not one of us. And can never be. Why do you have autonomous communities? Why? Do you know the meaning of autonomy? Can anybody tell me the meaning of autonomous in Igbo language? Actually, I'm in the That's the meaning of it. You come from an autonomous community. Why? Because it's in our nature to be free. Nature. Naturally, we want to be free. For somebody to tell me that they want to be a slave forever is beyond me. Beyond me. Beyond me. Amazing. Amazing stuff. But we must continue to preach this very gospel. We should preach it. Give us your name and where you are. You speak next. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Mr. Nandi, this is Chukwudidoye from Ishida in Anambra State.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Verona City.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nandi, you don't need to be so much angry for people living in Napoli, especially the one you, the man over there. He has been in that Napoli for many years without no document in Nandi. So he's frustrated. Nandi, there is if he ask him if he has what they call permissos or journal, the resident permit, if he can bring it out. For many years he has been there, he has never traveled to Nigeria. So Nandi, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to be strengthening you in this struggle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nandi, we are waiting for you in Verona.
I'm coming there. I go to everywhere I'm asked to go to preach this gospel.
We are waiting for you.
Thank you. Thank you and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. You're calling from where? From Taiwan?
Yes, Lawrence, I'm calling from Taiwan, the coordinator of Taiwan.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Director. I'm just feeling like dying. What is wrong? The indigenous people of Japan did not need a people like this. What is it about war? The full of 46. And what is he doing in Italy? 46 years old now. He's still in Italy. Where did he want to go home? What did he want to go back to the father's land? Don't you know that our people say that, okay, now I'm on the road. What is he doing outside? Policeman. How do you know we don't need war? And by the way, who told you we don't need war? Are we going to take like when I came to fight? You see where they gone? He's 46. He's dying already. We don't need to go like him. We need no air people. We don't have the point of war and fight and get our nation. What are we doing with our brother and he's telling us that they don't want to fight? How do you know who wants to fight and who don't want to fight? Is this stupid? We have no clue then that the middle or whatever you call it. If anybody wants to speak and you don't know what to speak, please don't speak. Allow our director to bring us our name. You people are talking about this there. That is not what we are here for. Thank you, Director. I'm just very angry. I don't want to speak anymore.
Don't get angry. Don't get upset. There's no need for it. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please. You want to say something? Yes, give me a microphone. Yes, we had a caller on the line. He will call us back. Yes, please. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me a microphone.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daniel Njoko. I'm the director of this place. Please, I want to create the ideas for some certain things that's going on. Please. I know you people know. I'm from Mbano, precisely. You people know that. And in that case, if you are calling, please, I lead and beg you, bring down your volume. Don't cause anybody. Don't create problems to the people around. If any violence happens here now, I'm going to suffer it by myself. Nobody will help me. I will not say, okay, I'm just bringing my place to Biafra. Along the line, I think even in other stations, even when we are having programs, they call. People will say it's mine. My mind will not be a mind. So, please, I'm not quarreling with anybody. But I'm trying to set my own mind, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, we must make it very clear. We don't want our brother that gave us his business to suffer. It's very, very important. He gave us his restaurant. That is why we are preaching this very gospel from. We don't want anything to happen to his business. We want it to continue to be very, very successful, please. So we must take cognizance of what he said. Please, you may proceed. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Chidi Onyeka
I'm from Amaji, Omauna, in Awamama, Uru East local government. Please, I am living in Napoli, and I want to use this opportunity to beg you, Director, and beg you people, all my fellow Biafrans, anywhere you are, please, I want to beg you people, we are not in the way you people think. And the caller from Verona, please, we know what is permissible de sojourn. If I can speak with Igbo, Asenaka Lila ha, Biko, I'm telling you now, please, anybody that is speaking will speak his mind. We are running a race. We cannot accept or expect everybody to be the same. We have oppositions. Director have said this more and more and more, over and over. Even Uche, before her, Uche have said it. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, you will be seeing this kind of people. So we don't need to be angry. We don't need to get nervous about this kind of questions or people. This is what we have to see in running our race. If you can understand what is happening in Syria, till today, they are deliberating in Switzerland, but still the fight is going on there. In Eritrea, in Somalia, they are still fighting, but they are having dialogues in Switzerland. In South Sudan and Sudan, they are still fighting because South Sudan have the oil and Sudan doesn't have oil. They are still deliberating it in New York. Please, my brothers. Please, my brothers, this is what we have to face. And I support Barista Imam Ezra to tell us that we shouldn't drive anybody that is talking in this way, because this is what we will have to face when we go back home. Please, my brothers, anywhere you are, calling on the phone or calling on the Skype, please, please, I beg you people, don't be angry. We are in Napoli. I am in Napoli. I am, maybe, if I can say, I've been so old in Napoli here. I know what is in Napoli. Please, I am begging on behalf of Napoli. Please, we are not as you people think. Everybody has to own his view. Please, try to listen and then contribute to our race. This is why we are here. We are not here to quarrel. We are not here to insult each other. We are one. All of us come from the same Biafra. Please, I am begging you people, please. Thank you Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We must proceed. We have to proceed. We need to proceed. Does anybody else have anything to say? Because I agree, a lot of us will at one point or the other have things to say that are unpalatable, but it's understandable in this type of race. We cannot have uniformity of opinion. All of us cannot be saying the same thing at the same time. Yeah. You will have a few people that will think differently. So it's understandable. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Director, my name is Sunday Ndianefo from Alo, Anambra State. Sorry to bring you back.
Go ahead.
There was something you said which I did not understand.
Yes.
That Biafrans saw Ashebi on the day of their marriage.
Yes.
That they shouldn't be so, but I did not understand. I would like to understand more on that.
Have you been to Ebangbu recently?
Yes.
Have you seen the uniform they wear?
Yeah, yeah.
What is uniform?
Native, Abada, Akra.
What is the act of doing a uniform? What is it called? It's called Ashebi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means. Is it an Igbo word? Ochiwalochi. Yeah, rest my case. That's my case. You see, we are the children of God. We speak the truth and nothing but the truth, because that truth will set us free. You see, give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hi, this is Ebere Chidi, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, Ebere. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from France.
From France, please go ahead.
Yeah, it's a pleasure speaking with you, Director.
Thank you, go ahead.
And this evening, I'm disappointed by the young man that spoke with all respect. I don't know what is his problem, but that is the problem of our people, procrastination and liking the chain. You are in prison, you are in prison about your leisure chain, because you think that it doesn't concern you, but it concerns everything around you. You run away from your country because you have no life, you have no hope. But once you came into a foreign land, the people, they fought for their own independence, they fought for their own liberation. And now they have made their country better. You came, you abandoned yours, and now people are trying to gather and rebuild themselves. And you stood and they challenge that they have no right to rebuild themselves. If you have chosen to be a prisoner, I think it's your own self-destruction. You can never be a discourage to the people that want to fight for their freedom. And another thing I want to understand, because the young man is not even a young man, because the age that he gives to you is an asylum age. That man may be up to 50 years. You know, in asylum, people reduce their age, and when they speak with mentally bereaved mind. Because the man saying that he saw the war, and by the age given, we black ones, we are mathematicians, even without being to school. When you minus the age and minus the time of war, the man may be older than the age that he gave to you. And another thing I want to find out from the man himself, the reason why words may be easy to speak, but difficult to put back. That's why it's good to think before you speak, not to speak before you think. You cannot, for the sake of speaking, you have, they give the audience to speak, you start insulting people. You start talking whatever you do not know. Now, that I have been to many places, he has sacrificed his life for the freedom of his own nation. We are people of Biafra. We have the right to be free. And I know God that created us all, he gave us one thing. Self-willing to choose. That freedom, he gave it to all mankind. And because of the wickedness of others, they deprive others that freedom. Freedom is what every man must enjoy. It's a God-given, it's not even a man-given right. It's a divine-given right. Chukwuebioma, who created us all, he gave them to choose. He told Adam in the Garden of Eden, there are two things, choose this. You know, and left him with a free choice. I think we have the right to liberate our people from the hands of the evil people who do not want us even. If that young man does not know what is coming is enslavement. Religious enslavement. Not even they are trying to rule you. They are trying to Islamize you. If you don't know. Because if I can recount back the dream that I had, which I sent personally to our director, what I was shown is not Nigerian army coming against you. What I saw is Islamic army coming against you to Islamize you, to force you to be your slave forever. So we are not only trying to have our freedom, but we are trying to serve our own living God. That is what we are fighting to. Not to have all the money in this world, but to be free to serve our God, the only true God, the Trinity that created everything. So it's very, very disappointed that we have one of us. The Bible says that some people are sheep, we are wolves in sheep clothing, and some people are truly sheep. But they are not truly sheep, they are wolf. It's very, very disappointing that the young man will come and insult himself. Because I know our director. He doesn't look down on anybody, and he doesn't take any insult for answer. He speaks the mind of his people. and the only truth that will make us free. So I plead with all our brothers all over the world to think home. To think home. No matter how many years you have been in abroad, the reason why you don't want to go home is fear. And what is holding you is fear. How long are you going to be in that shell of fear? This is time for you to break through that circle, the circle of fear, and have our freedom. And freedom is not free. It will be called freedom. People live in freedom, but they do pay their bills. It's not free. So, I thank our director because he really controls his temper, he controls his emotion, and I don't know how many people who can do so. That is why a leader is a servant. A leader is a servant. And our director
has... ...of what we have seen in Napoli. It is not. We believe that Napoli will be the strongest city in Italy from what we saw when we came. And that very opinion hasn't changed at all. I am still of the belief, very firmly, that Napoli will do us proud. They are very important. Good job.
Good. Thank you, my able director. I thank you all indigenous people of Biafra here in Napoli. Of a truth, I myself, I can confirm that there is Biafrans here in Napoli. My name once again is Emmanuel Chid Uzigwe. I come from Abuja in Wangele, local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. And I use this opportunity to thank especially our able coordinator here for the patience, for the persistency that she has been putting in order to see that this struggle move ahead. And I thank every man, every woman that have been helping her to push forward, because only her alone cannot do it. I know it's not an easy work, but I thank God things will come out here. And I still use this opportunity to thank our brother who leased this place out for us. And I am authoritatively telling to the whole world that today, this our brother who have done this thing to the indigenous people of Biafra, his generation, his children, and children unborn will reap the goodness that follows what he have done today.
You see?
And I'm using this opportunity, please, director, let us not be diverted from what we come from. Our people, our proverb in our language says that we can never throw our chicken out of the house in the middle of the night because of a wolf coming inside the kitchen. So much. It don't work. And I believe one day, this our brother you are looking here now, he will walk more than even all of you that is sitting here now. If you can believe me, if somebody like Apostle Paul, who is in front of where the stone people, can preach the gospel, surpass those who is even witness Jesus Christ face to face, opportunity, and to even our Biafran brothers calling from all over the world, please let us leave this particular matter now and face the thing that is facing us. Please, my brethren, let us, director, please, I take permission from you, let us address this issue. Anybody that calls from now and concerning this matter, please cut the person off. Let us face what we come from. Thank you, director, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. But it's a good thing that those of them in Napoli know how other people feel. It's good they understand that we are very serious. It's also very good that they understand that the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, we mean business. that we are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. Maybe because I'm not Awoniyi or Olaniyi, most of you may not be able to appreciate the work we are doing because we are not Yoruba people. But one day you remember us and you say, I wish they are here to guide us through this very narrow path that will lead us to freedom. If you want to be a slave, that is your business with you, your wife and your children. But for us, we want to be free. And we are going to be free. We were free before Lugard came. And now that Lugard is gone, we are also going to be free. Some people may not like it. To some people, it may be a very deep concern to them. But we don't give a damn. If you want one Nigeria, as they challenge me to go to this place to name my streets, to tell them the type of food I'm going to eat, to tell them the color of the underwear I'll be wearing the next day, I ask them only one thing. We will buy you tickets to Maiduguri this night. You go to Maiduguri, we give you Siagu, you go and wear it at Maiduguri. If you come back, then we close Radio Biafra down. Very simple. We will buy the tickets. You don't need to worry. We will buy the ticket ourselves. And so you very nice, Siagu. So you look like Jonathan. And give you red cap. There is that thing they carry. Mama will be here. Wow, there's something they carry. You know that, is it a tusk? I don't know from, I don't know if it's from ram or from goat. That they carry, I don't know what it's for. You see them talking with it. I don't know what it means. Do you know when it's coming at Maiduguri, you'll be waving it. And then they cut off your head and your hand. And then you will know. You will know. We are very, very serious. We love the people of Napoli and what happened here today. To let everyone know how serious we are. We are very, very formidable. Exceptionally formidable. And we must take your calls. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yeah.
Your name, please, and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel calling from Denmark. Emmanuel Anne.
Emmanuel Anne from Denmark. Please go ahead.
From Denmark. Welcome home, Director.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a long time. I will be waiting for you. But I thank God that you are home. May God Almighty protect you and guide you wherever you go. Even though as you are in Italy, God will surely protect you as you go back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Director,
can you hear me? Your line is breaking up. I don't like this. I don't like this. Your line is breaking up, please. Could you be kind to call us? But the network here is not perfect, is it? It's not terrific. I don't know. I don't know what is happening. It's not been very stable on that front. But we'll try and we know what to do to rectify it for tomorrow. But they have to bear with us today.
Remember knowing Imo State. I just want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Why are we broadcasting Biafran with English language? That is the only question I want to ask. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's because Biafra, how do we contact them? Now, I can't hear you.
Through in general language.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that when we now get Biafra, or when Radio Biafra transmitter starts to broadcast, we will have our segment in Igbo, in Ishekiri, in Urobo. We will have a segment in Ibibio. We will have a segment in Ijo. Wouldn't that be better? And then when we do the network news, everybody will hear what is happening to all of us, isn't it? And then when we go into Biafra, we work on a lingua franca. We will not force them to speak Igbo language. You know what to do? You get a panel of linguists from all sides. They draw up a common language. Do you know how easy it is? You use the widely spoken language, which is Igbo. You then go to all the other languages and begin to pick things and adding, vice versa. I'll give you a very simple example. So instead of us to refer to God...
Director, what I want to say, you know, some people are still boiling. Or did I have Mr. Austin, Chief Austin Deacon, the mayor of Napoli, speaking.
Yes.
This is a kind of advice. Like many people are saying they are boiling because of what happened. I can equally tell them that whenever you are doing something, or whenever a man is progressing without any problem,
any hiccup,
I don't think he's progressing.
Of course, that's true.
So that is what is life. That is what exactly life is talking about. So you have to meet challenges, whether you like it or not. You must. So sometimes, and you cannot feel that everybody must be the same.
That is correct.
Sometimes there is people. That is why they said there is what the difference between wisdom and knowledge. They are quite different two things.
Very, very different.
Very different. Very different. Wisdom and knowledge.
That's correct.
But people feel that it's the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same thing.
So the difference is clear. What I'm trying to say is this. In a kind of this situation, yes, some people may boil, but we have to use that wisdom to calm everybody. Everything doesn't mean insult or arguing. Because some people may talk. That is their own knowledge, their own brain. By wisdom, you will know that. Anyway,
when to speak and how to speak.
Thank you very much. So it's
and before you continue, there's somebody here called Sunday Ndiane. For who is the person? It's you. Okay. Your brother sent a message. He wants your number when we finish. He heard your voice.
You see, thank you, Director. You see the benefit of coming to Biafra. You see the benefit. Maybe this is somebody have lost for some years, but Biafra have make you to know your brother today.
Are you from Alo?
Yeah. What's the number?
I think it's Benjamin Ojukwu.
Because this is why Radio Biafra is broadcasting. We are here to preach to our people, for our people to know. Please, my own view is a question. I want to ask this question, and I really know that many people want to learn and want to know about this that I'm going to ask.
Yes.
Why is it that in many places that they fought war, they remember the people, the dead, and they remember the genocide that people committed? Why is it that
somebody who you have been lost for many years, but from Biafra now you have able to locate the person. This is to show you that Napoli is going to be number one.
Of course it will be.
Because if you can watch now, the miracles have started. Yeah, the miracles have started. So that's what correct. I'm trying to say is this. So we need advice in most cases, like something like this. Just an advice, not by shouting or insulting.
Yes.
We need an advice so that person will learn and know where he make a mistake and what he's supposed to say and what he's not supposed to say. Not by insulting or quarreling, because we need unity. We don't need to be scattered. We need unity. That is what I want to say, the director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Who else has something to say before we bring the program to a close? Because we've been running for nearly 3 hours now, and we must bring the program to a close. Please go ahead, my dear brother, go ahead.
About Biafrans that died and what happened in Nigeria, then what happened in the zoo. I want to ask this question to know and to have knowledge about it. This is my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What happened was that your own case is very unique, because people hate you naturally. Their hatred of you is not because you did anything wrong, but it's because you are the children of God. And immediately after the war, they had a very grand plan. Can you imagine what it would feel like if we had a memorial at Enugu? Anytime you go back home, you go there, it reminds you all the time that Hausa, Fulani people and Yorubas killed 3.5 million of your people. How would you feel? You get upset, isn't it? They don't want you to be angry. So they whitewashed your history very clean and neat. Very, very clean. And even said to you, if you mention the word Biafra is a treasonable felony, we will kill you. And we accepted it. Ego, they put fear of God in us. We became cowards. I told Ohaneze about a memorial. When I had a meeting with Owazurike, the first thing I told him is that we're going to build a memorial. They all said yes, 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 yes.
If you ask Ohanaeze, build memorial now, you see what will happen. They will all perish. Everybody going to Abuja to sell your interest will die. Because once you build a memorial, you're calling down the spirit of the dead to watch over you, that you remember them. Our land will be restored to its place of holiness before, and they will all perish. So you don't know before that some men, Ndiozo, Akra, Gobanire, if you lie, you die. Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yes, I know. Yes.
So these are the things that we must be very, very mindful of. They can't. Because once you build a memorial, the blood of the dead will be upon your head. Or Wazirike will be dead overnight. We will build a memorial to our people. Very sacred. It's not just any memorial. Because there is a ceremony that goes with it. A very ancient and mystical ceremony. Very ancient and mystical ceremony that must be done. We'll do it this year in our land. And then you will help us here in Napoli. You will come out. Despite all your differences, you will come out. At least, if not for Biafra, you come out to remember those that died. Is that correct?
Yes.
Eh? Akwe?
Yes.
If not, if you can't come out for Biafra, at least you come out and remember those that died now. Yes. Is that not okay?
It's okay.
I rest my case. That's why, my dear brother. People cannot forget to remember your dead, and you join them as well. You do it yourself now. We'll do it this year. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. In fact, this is a very wonderful opportunity today. My name is Obiwaku Caesar Obuagu from Ebenato Okwotun in Isu local government, Olu, Imo State. In fact, what's happened today, in fact, it is not a surprise thing to me, because in every race there must be a challenge, and you can never get something so easily like that. There must be a lot of obstacles on the way. That's an evidence to prove that it will come to a very good end. You see, because when things keep going straight forward like that, it will never end fine. But when things started like this, maybe it will look like it will work, it will not work. When you keep going ahead,
good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. I'm still Ezebiro Norma Stella, the coordinator of Napoli. In a special way, I want to sing a song. Imehewanegi, siyabaharao, Adem sorry, yakuni wanyi nacho. My fellow Biafrans all over the world, on behalf of Napoli, we are saying sorry for the inconveniences we have caused to you today. For even the people that have spoke the truth. But in everything, we thank God for everything. For my fellow Biafrans that have gathered here today to witness this great thing. I know that many people are expecting something like this. And I know many will not be opportune to see something like this in their life. But I'm happy that myself and my fellow Biafrans here has witnessed a thing like this. It's a great thing. And I'm using this opportunity to call my fellow women, wherever they are, and especially here in Italy, please come out. This is the time. We can't continue staying inside, saying, no, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. No. And please, allow our women, let us join the race. I believe that there's an adage our people used to say, Esiriwoko Birebi, Echiriwa Ibise Ike. So, we need our women, wherever they are. In a situation like this, we had our news today. We are some women are stealing other babies. I was putting myself in such shoe. If somebody should steal my baby, how will I feel? I will not feel happy. So that is why we have to come out, to put a stop to all these things, because it doesn't pay and it cannot pay us. So I am using this opportunity to call our women. This is the time. This is the time, because if we continue waiting, it might be too late for us. For all of us to join hands so that this Biafra will be a reality. Because I know the role of women, if we should put our role, I hope, if this Biafra should be in 10 years' time, I hope that it will be shortened because of the role we will play. So, in a special way, I thank everybody
that have come here today and all Biafrans, wherever they are. I am praying that God himself, who has started this good work in us, will perfect it to an end. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Please go ahead. Yes. Yes.
Agumasu here, no Lubai.
Go ahead.
No Lubiafra. I am with Daniel Njoku to Gochuku.
Yes.
Your mama ya bofofo.
That's correct.
And then again, you know, Lubico, Nugan, you know, na Napoleaka. More no, 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 once in a month. And when you need no hair now, when you board no hair gas and the other meeting in the Igbo. Man, I check for Kunana here, we meet in Oga, who no potazo, so Igbo, when I move one, can I don't know Biafra? A baby, a tea and a woo, a maya, woody wuna, Mbosandi Biafra, a cook, when you're on your Bonabian, like 59, 50 euro. Then when I'm on Apata. You present potazo, and I send on your coordinator, or on a meeting Igbo. Coordinator, on a meeting Igbo. Coordinator, on our Indiana coordinator, on Dawson. Akwa yo ndi igbo so ndi ekwu ya wa da abuma ku no gota ko be minister ba no pi ugbo ogre because o wonye kpon kete ya ama ma ham ga kpo ya wona ha no nga hi kpon kete ko na aza because ya kpon kete ya ozo che no ga zi ihe ozo.
That's correct. Yes.
Eh, and o wonye were ji nke ma ji ke ma di bi ehuma na akoko oku atomato na mmeko no ni na oga ni ihe no ni ne ai na batare because enwe onye ga si ihe mere ga ga na emekuto be. I would have bridge none here today. Oh, we have a meter. When I go one demo today, now family and I will put my father's a long way. Opera, I will be. Whereas, more when I got a guy head from you, I will get an own bush in the Kianoga.
Yes.
So you put up here, Kitana, I'm going to get one of them, the young witch nudge. But him, the queer woe, back on, I don't know my girl. If a woman, one you beggy, in a Sahana and a half attack, when we go in a pocket, I'm going to get a meter in car. Man and the other two other. Yana na nke and all na gano here one more thing chapo ha puta because we will him some make no man there one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very very much. And we have come to the end of our program today. We thank all of you that came. We thank those of you that contributed in however way you contributed. Is very, very important. It's about democracy and very healthy, because even in the new Biafra, you may have a prime minister and people will not agree with the prime minister. On a point of principle, we don't want that person to then send secret police to go and have that person killed. People are designed, that is how we are, to speak their minds. So we must learn to be very tolerant of other people's views and opinions. Very, very important. But in so doing, there is something that is irreducible. Our freedom should not be questioned. We don't care what you question around it. Even in the scriptures, is there. Any other crime is allowed, but it's not the one against the spirit. You know that very well. We can debate on how to do it. We are doing it well. We are not doing it. Something we shouldn't question is our right to enjoy our freedom. The owner of this very restaurant, we give him very special thanks. Very, very special thanks for accommodating Radio Biafra. And by extension, Biafrans all over the world. Many people are listening. The lines are going crazy. We can't take all the calls, of course. We are here to do one thing. If you've been here for 14, 15, 17, 20, 28, 30 years, the reason why we came here is to take you home anyway. That's all we're saying. We want to take you home in style. We don't want you to go home and then suffer. We want you to go home and use the God-given talent you have to develop your place, to make it more beautiful than Napoli. That's why we came here. We have not come here to fight with anybody. We've come here to offer you a way back, your freedom and your redemption, and in the process take you back to your maker, Chukwu Abiama, so they can go back to his land and worship him in truth and honesty. That's where we came. And we are here tomorrow. This very gospel must be preached in Napoli. We'll preach it here tomorrow. Unfailingly.
because our flesh and blood are not our enemies. Our enemies are those that kill 3.5 million of us. They are those that say that Stella Odua should not be the aviation minister. I want to get better all the time. So we thank you once again. Napoli has done us proud, believe you me. From when we came, the reception has been marvelous. And we pray that the reason why we exist is for one thing alone, to get Biafra. Nothing else. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive. So why won't Biafra come? On this very night, like every other night, we proclaim very proud.